You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of World Cup of Hockey trading cards. We're talking about the Winnipeg Jets prospects with their general manager, Kevin Cheveldayoff. Kevin, I want to get your thoughts on Jacob Cederholm. I know his older brother played in the Western Hockey League, and Jacob has a similar mold in terms of his size at 6'4 and about 190 pounds, and he was a player that intrigued me at the under-18 tournament last year, both when Russ and I were there, and I just thought that there was, although he is raw in some areas, this was a guy who I thought could, with time and development, could potentially be an NHL defenseman. What are your thoughts, you know, in the war room when you were discussing him with your scouts?
Well, obviously his size, you know, does come into play, and but his skating ability is, you know, is very good as well. So, you know, again, those were attributes that, you know, stood out for us when the scouts talked to him. I think, you know, he's going to obviously continue to try and improve and the other areas of his game, try to improve, you know, his puck game and, you know, and those type of things. But, you know, again, I think a player of his, you know, character, he's always been a captain wherever he's played. You know, he's a player that, you know, within the dressing room, from what we understand, you know, is a really good teammate, someone that, you know, a lot of his teammates follow. So we, you know, we project him to be, you know, a mobile, you know, shutdown type of defenseman as he progresses in his, you know, in his career.
Yeah, I really like Cederholm's defensive zone awareness, his quickness to the loose pucks, the way he sort of stays in his area, his and he covers that well. He has good discipline. And I really like him on the penalty kill.
Yeah, so he's, you know, again, this game is, you know, is about skating, and you know, he fits that, he checks off that box well. And again, as all young defensemen, there's, you know, there's a lot to learn on the whole, you know, kind of package of the game.
From, you know, from your perspective, because he plays in Sweden, and the ice dimensions are different, and the pace of games a little bit different from the North American. Is it a priority in the next maybe year or two to get him over to North America and get him acclimatized to the North American pace and the different angles you'll have to take as a defenseman?
You know, it's certainly something we'll monitor as the season goes on here. You know, we'll give him a chance to you know, to grow into you know, his role over there, and we'll evaluate it and you know, and see. But, you know, certainly at some point in time, it is beneficial for those players to, you know, to get the feel of what it's going to be like playing on a regular basis with, you know, the North American style and size.
Well, you know, he's an intriguing package because of his size and his skating ability. And I'm glad that teams still draft the guys that, you know, are maybe not the prototypical rushing two-way defenseman, but guys who can actually play defense. So, like, whatever happened to the defensive defenseman? I know they're not sexy, but you need them to win, Kevin. So, you know, you look at Logan Stanley and Cederholm, and I think those are two examples of that.
Well, again, I think, you know, there's no question that the game is about skating. So regardless of whether they're, you know, stay-at-home guys or you know, whether they're offensive rushing guys, you know, they're going to have to find a way to get into the league and stay. And, you know, whether it's, you know, any of the defensemen that we talked about here today, you know, gaining strength, gaining the power in their stride, you know, is going to be something that, as all young players, they're going to have to focus on.